Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmea with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 29th of June. And rather a quiet day, one of the quietest in many weeks for the Bulletin Board Heroes. So you'll see just a few familiar faces. First up, we've got China New Energy, where we've got an initial target here at the resistance line from this time last year up to 8 pence, and that's valid while we're above the top of this bull flag at 6 pence. Through 8 pence, best case scenario target would be an August 2019 resistance line projection heading as high as 15 pence. Stop loss on the whole bull argument at the moment, back below the 20-day line, currently just below 5 pence. Stretching the normal universe as far as the Bulletin Board Heroes up to a rather larger company, Drax. Here we've got a potential break of this February resistance line around the 240 pence level. End of day close above that, we can see the shares up to 300 pence. Stop loss on the bull argument, back below the 20-day moving average and the floor of that rising March trend channel at £2.27. Drax not a great performer in terms of technically based calls, but let's see if this particular one works here. We've had a double bounce on the RSI 50 level over the course of June, so maybe that will help the situation. Infrastrata is next, and stock which has its fans on Twitter, amongst other places. Rising trend channel here from March, and the top of the channel heading towards around the 0.57 pence level. So that's the implied target over the next month or so. Nice little bull flag breakout that we've had through the 0.41 pence level today. End of day close above that, 0.57 is the implied target. Stop loss at the moment back below the 20-day moving average again. That's currently at 0.36 pence for this stock on the daily chart. Maestrano, the next contender of the day. And here we have a strong-looking chart in the sense that we've nearly hit what was the initial target here for the shares at around the 5 pence level, so just a fraction away from that. A break of 5 pence, and we could be looking to a fresh target for the stock, possibly up towards the line of resistance I'm drawing at the moment from October, so that would hit the 10 pence level. So we do have the chance if we can deliver a weekly close above 5 pence to head up to 10 pence on Maestrano. Stop loss at this stage back below, I suppose, 3.8, 3.7 pence would do the trick. Obviously, the old initial 2020 resistance at 4 pence, so we don't really want to see the shares remain below that level for too long. New stock for the heroes today, at least in the near term, is One Media. Here you can see that we've broken up to a new near-term highs, and we could hit the top of that rising trend channel from December 2018 at 11 pence, especially while we remain above the 50-day line at 6.67 pence. So a nice, even though it's a rather illiquid stock, a nice breakout that we've had today. Gold in the news as far as being finally being underway on the upside, but you can see from pure gold mining that the bull story here has been alive for quite some time. The latest price action of note, I suppose, was breaking the initial June resistance around the 85 and a half pence level and gapping up through that. The big call here, I suppose, is that we could hit the top of a rising July 2019 price channel at £1.80, and especially while we remain above the 90 pence zone. Ideally, there's no end of day close back below, let's say, 95 pence, which is Friday's support area. Onto a stock which has behaved very well in the recent past, despite being knocked by the odd cynical article by the shorters. Here we've got Powerhouse Energy. Still in this sort of mid, what looks like a mid-move consolidation, bull flag type, extended bull flag setup that we've got at the moment. That's been in place since the end of last month. Support currently at 2.7 pence, well above old resistance, so that is a positive. Best case scenario target here at the moment up to the top of a rising January trend channel at 8 pence. Initially, though, I suppose you'd be more cautious, you'd be looking for around 5.5 pence, which is that the end of that the top of that March rising trend channel that I've drawn there. That's sort of a mid move on the whole upward break that the shares have managed to deliver. Stop loss at this stage back below 3 pence, which is the May uptrend line there on the daily chart. Finishing off with a stock which has certainly not been friendly towards its long-term supporters, but has at least bounced back a bit today. We've got Sound Energy here. Interesting that we've gapped higher above the 50-day moving average, which is normally a strong signal. Lots of volume as well. The acid test in terms of recovery, though, would be the shares remaining above the old neckline resistance from May, 1.8 pence above that. We could see a retest of former February resistance at 3.34 pence. But I do admit the shares have not been very friendly, as I said, to the bulls in the recent past. If you are a fan of the stock and totally in love with it, the best case scenario target here is the top of a broadening triangle from December, heading to 5.5 pence. But as I said, this is only a technical situation and the fundamentals are very well and truly separate. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.